Now we come on to the second, that is to say, samāpatti, which, as I explained, literally means attainments. And samāpattis, or attainments, are experiences gained as a result of practicing concentration. All those who come along to the meditation classes, who practice concentration and meditation, eventually get experiences of one kind or another. The type or the kind, also the degree of the experience you get, depends very much upon your personal temperament. It isn't necessarily a question of your degree of spiritual development. Sometimes people conclude that if you have a lot of experiences of this sort, you're more advanced than if you just have one or two or don't even have any. But it isn't quite so simple as that. The commonest sort of experience of an elementary nature is probably the experience of light. As the mind gets more concentrated, you may see light of various kinds. Usually people see a white or a yellowish light, sometimes a bluish one, occasionally red or green lights, though these are comparatively rare. And experiences of this sort are a sign, are an indication, that the mind has become concentrated, that the level of awareness has been raised slightly, and that one is beginning to contact something just a little bit beyond the ordinary conscious mind. Some people, instead of seeing lights, hear sounds. They may hear a very deep, sustained sort of musical note, rather like a mantra, or they may hear even words pronounced, as it were, within themselves. They may hear these words very, very clearly at times, as though a voice was speaking to them, as though a voice was addressing them. People who believe in God, of course, often think that God is speaking to them. But according to the Buddha's teaching, these sounds, these words, voices, all come from the depths, and sometimes not even from the deepest depths of one's own mind, one's own consciousness. Occasionally it also happens that in the course of the practice of concentration, people have the experience of perceiving various scents. Sometimes they perceive as though the whole room in which they're sitting and practicing is pervaded by a very sweet-smelling scent, like jasmine or roses or something of this sort. And sometimes it can be smelt even by other people. This, too, is a sign that concentration is developing, the mind is becoming more subtle, more refined, more rarefied, and that one is contacting a higher degree, a higher level of awareness or consciousness. Then as one progresses, the experiences change. I'm not going to try to give you an account of all the various experiences, but just a few typical ones which are likely to occur with most people. One may get the experience of suddenly seeing, as it were unfolded in front of one, panoramically, landscapes of various kinds, hills and trees, and scenery of various kinds, sometimes stretching as though for miles. And again, very often one may see brilliant blue sky, or flashing geometrical patterns, or patterns made as though of jewels, or mandala-like forms and figures. All these are quite common in the case of people who practice concentration and meditation even a little. One may, of course, also see figures of various kinds. Figures, faces, eyes. Experiences like this also are quite common. And again, one may experience, to come on to something a little different, or one may feel a change in one's body weight. You may feel very, very heavy, as though you couldn't possibly get up. Or you may feel very, very light, as though you're going to float away like thistledown. And you may have the experience of intense heat, or cold. And sometimes these changes of temperature can be perceived by other people. They're physical changes that are brought about by the practice of concentration. Then again, if one keeps up the practice of concentration and meditation over a long period, in the case of some people, though not all, because this is a matter of temperament, in the case of some people, not only will their minds become very much sensitized, but they may develop, as it were, various subtle senses. They may become aware that they're understanding what other people are thinking. Or they may develop the faculties of what we call in the West clairvoyance and clairaudience. These faculties develop according to the Buddhist teaching. In fact, we may say Buddhist experience, develop as a result of practicing concentration and meditation, when the whole being becomes more refined and more subtle. But again, they don't develop in the case of everybody. And some people apparently can go the whole way and even realize nirvana without developing any of these faculties at all. Then, of course, perhaps more importantly, other samapatis include experience, especially at the time of meditation, but also at other times, of intense joy, bliss, ecstasy, and of an ineffable peace descending upon one and enfolding one. But even more important, and here the samapati begins to merge into the samadhi, even more important, one may develop, one may attain, as it were, flashes of insight. Suddenly it's as though a sort of veil had been rent, and you suddenly see things as they are, but just for an instant, and then the veil closes. But one does get a glimpse, one does get a flash, in various ways. You might suddenly comprehend the truth of a teaching or a doctrine that you'd known for a long time, but had never really realized, had never really had any insight into. Something that you'd read about in books, as something that you thought you believed and you knew very well, but when one has this sort of experience, this sort of flash of insight into that truth, into that reality, then you realize that before you didn't know it at all, not one little bit. Not that you understood it partially or fairly well, not that at all. When you really see, when you have the actual flash of insight, then you realize that before, when you knew it only from books or hearsay, you didn't know it really at all. Now, all these things which I've described, all these experiences, are samapati type experiences. And as you will have understood already, there's an immense variety of them. And no one person, of course, experiences all these things. But all people, all those who tread the path of concentration and meditation, all experience some at least, as I do know quite a number of you have experienced yourselves already, in the course of your own practice of concentration and meditation.